Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good. What's up, good people? Finally, the mic is working.
You can't start the show until you hear.
That's just for
if
the
you
overtime.
Watch Glenn and Chris Overtime, you know what we're talking
about. Yeah, I mean, or we're waiting for fingers to actually hit the right button and then point at you.
Yeah.
That happened a little bit after I had said, welcome, good people. Welcome, good people.
You know the old saying that you want to get off to a good start? Doesn't apply to our show.
No, it does not.
It's been one of those days.
Scrabby's complaining about a cord that he leaves in here every day, so I'm sure people just doesn't have anybody's name on it. Is this a clean cord that connects to the iPhone or whatever he's using it for?
I use it to connect your camera because you're too much of a prince to set up
your own
camera.
Don't blame it on me.
Yeah.
You lost this cord you've been...
Well, he was upset that it wasn't in the same place that
Someone
used it. It's a community cord.
Yeah.
So every single
night... Do you leave
your
front door open and leave stuff sitting there?
Of course.
And if somebody steals it, you're mad at who?
I'm mad at myself.
There you go.
No, what happens is I have this white cord so that I can connect Tony's camera to my computer. And every night I roll it up and I put it right here underneath the monitor. And I come in today and it's missing. Mm. And I was like, how am I going to connect Tony's camera?
This is the type of stuff this guy complains about, like on a consistent basis.
Because I can't complain about real things, Tony.
Yeah, I'm sure you complain about real things, too.
It's because he's wasting all his time complaining about things that don't matter.
Exactly.
He doesn't have time to get to the real stuff.
The real stuff is not going to change anyway, so I want to establish right here on this very radio station, the white cord is mine.
Okay,
not to be touched.
I purchased it.
Now, I'm sure you guys listening before us heard Braden's pretty ridiculous travel story. Missed his connector, stuck in the airport. And he was coming and telling us about this. And this brought up some memories for Scraby, and he immediately went to you.
Yeah.
He said that you left him in the airport 1 year.
Happily.
Like didn't even think about it. Ran.
I didn't run. Because, I mean, everybody knows me. No way I ran through an airport.
No, I saw the full Home Alone running through the airport.
Did not. Just walked quickly. You were lagging behind. Slowly.
No.
And I do remember getting to the gate, and the lady said, good thing you got here, because we're just about to close the door.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
And I had a choice.
Do I wait?
Wait for Scraby or get on the plane? And I said, he's on his own.
Where are we coming back from?
And when they closed the door, it was the Cooperstown.
Yes. That's right.
And we stopped in Chicago.
We were flying from New York to Chicago, but our New York flight was severely delayed.
Yeah.
So we got in as the other flight was about leaving. Chris was about, I don't know, 20 rows in front of me.
That's what happened is I got off the plane earlier than he did. Because we wouldn't sit together on a plane. You can't imagine that happening. So
heck no.
We were nowhere near each other. But I will say that the moment that they announced the door has closed for good, and I realized he wasn't on the plane, that it was going to be hell to pay for that.
If I could have
yelled at the steward, can I get off? I might have had to do it.
I did immediately
text you and stuff. Yes. And then we did come to pick you up at the airport. My wife and I came back later to get you a ride home.
I was just about to say that. But it was hilarious because we're with our engineer, Steve. And Steve and I, I love Steve. He's great. But Steve gets really frustrated. And so I was getting really frustrated with Steve. And Steve's like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, I don't know, Steve. Give me a second. This is in the Chicago O'Hare Airport.
If you're going to get stuck in an airport, that's a good one. I mean, there is a lot to do in Chicago.
For sure. It's huge.
Because they know a lot of people get stuck there. So there's plenty of things to keep you busy.
All right. Let's get into some sports for today. Man, a lot going on at the University of Michigan. When Scraby and I broke this story yesterday, it had the full picture hadn't quite been colored.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, there was some, at the time, alleged things that had happened that we weren't even comfortable speaking about because it was so fresh. Last thing you want to do is get out there too quick and find out something's not true. Well,
It all turned out to be true, and then
and
some.
And then some. There's a mugshot involved. There's a plan B involved. There's a lot of things that have transpired. And it's, the more I read about it, the more it sounds like Michigan kind of had to know this was coming down the pipeline.
I think people around college football even knew that this might be coming down the pipeline. It was 100%. Evidently a very poorly kept secret.
Yeah.
I will tell you that the way it came down to us, we were traveling after the basketball game in Kansas yesterday, and so we were kind of on
an all-day win for the Lady Aztecs, by the way.
It was a great win, and we're going to talk with them a little bit tomorrow about it. But, you know, look, we were kind of in travel mode, and one of the kids traveling with the team, one of the the scout team, they have some of those kids. The women practice against, guy players, college students that are really good basketball players, by the way. And one of them I was talking with, and he's a big Michigan fan. And I said, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, you heard about our coach today. And Stacy Terry Hudson was sitting there kind of nearby the conversation. And I said, I didn't hear what happened. And he said, well, they fired him. And I said, what? I mean, like, they've been good because they lost to Ohio State one time. They fired him. And he goes, yeah, he's fired. And Stacy Terry Hudson, the Aztecs coach, even jumped in and said, man, I hate when stuff like this happens. When guys are mostly successful, lose a game, and then get fired.
Yeah, this is all when you're thinking this is all about football.
You just thought he was fired for football. And so that's one coach sticking up for another one. But when the story started to come out, why he was fired, and then it seemed like every time, when you make like two or three stops across the country, so every time you get off the plane, something worse happened to Sherrone Moore. Yeah. And that's kind of how it went for me.
It's still like, I mean, at least the authorities haven't released much of anything. It's just been an arrest, possible...
Did we hear anything about a knife? Yes. Did I hear something about a knife?
This is where I don't know if it's true or not.
This is the stuff that
I'm getting bits and pieces.
That's coming from outside sources, not the authorities.
Not from the police. Involved.
The police have only said that he's been arrested, some possible assault, and they've kind of just left it at that. They released a mugshot of him.
Yeah.
Doesn't look great.
The thinking is he was called in, he was fired, told why he was fired, and he immediately left and went right to where the woman was.
Yes, yeah,
and everything got really out of.
Here's the timeline that I understand from a reporter from Michigan who's very good with the Michigan Wolverine stuff. He said over the summer, they asked questions of the two. Are you guys having a relationship? Stuff like that. They both said no. So the school said, well, we can't do anything because both of them are denying this relationship. But throughout the year, something must have changed. And so she started bringing text messages and emails and stuff that proved that they were having an affair. And that's when he got fired. And like you said, went right to her house and
This is what that reporter is alleging.
Yes.
Has happened. Okay.
Yes, yes. Not the police saying
all of the other sorted details are going to come out, and they will. But I would like to focus a little bit on what we do know happened. And that is that a man who is a leader of young men, right? Who's supposed to be setting a decent example, you would hope, who is married with three daughters of his own.
I wasn't aware of the third.
Two or three?
I think it's two.
Is having an affair with a young, a student assistant, grad assistant, whatever it was, so much so to the point where you get her pregnant, because we know about this
is that
factual
true,
or is
though?
That still...
That part has not been,
not
put out there by
yet.
Authorities, or it's just been...
But,
Strike it from the record.
That might be part of it.
Strike it from the record.
All right, strike that. But we do know he's having an affair, and you're married with two kids, and you're the leader of a team.
Full stop.
Right, that's all you need there.
That's it.
And, it gets me back to, I can't blame the University of Michigan, but I just wish somehow there was a better way to vet some of these candidates who come up for jobs. I know you can't look at a man when you're in an interview and think, well, he's pretty likely to have an affair.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't, but you just like to believe that better people are in some of these positions, and it's just a bad look, all the way around.
I think out of all the college jobs, right, we got to make sure we don't make it seem as though that is like a pervasive thing happening.
You're right, I agree.
Across college football, across college sports.
Yes, Lane Kiffin and this guy don't coach every team in football.
I don't know if we can put Lane in that.
Man,
in
I'm not putting
category.
Him quite there, but he's still not a man
I have a feeling wherever Lane Kiffin is, he just fell over because he got pushed.
Man. Well, he's not a man of character, Lane Kiffin.
But we can't compare
and
these
neither
two
is this man.
I don't want to be compared to... I will stand for Lane all day over the allegations that Sharon Moore is facing.
Yeah, no, I won't put them together, but I get your point. But that being said, it's hard to feel sorry for someone like Sharon Moore.
No.
I remind everybody how he got this job is that it was in Jim Harbaugh's contract that he had to be the next coach in line once he left. And so he got that job, and now,
he's blown his whole life he's apart, basically.
Basically. And that's no one's fault but his own. You know what I'm saying? Like, in these situations, clearly there is some temptation involved. But you know what? That's part of what you're talking about in terms of character, in terms of being able to, be a leader among men. You got to walk the walk as well as talk the talk. And this is a clear violation of that. And so... it sucks for him, man. It sucks for his family. It sucks for those two girls, his wife. And now all those young men that thought they had their leader, it all changes up. It affects so many different people in this one circumstance.
And if you're a player and you bought into everything Sharon Moore, no matter who comes in, they're going to have to prove it to you now that you
probably
should follow them.
Probably a little bit harder, too.
Yeah,
probably a little bit
harder. You should follow them.
No doubt. No doubt. Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris. Short show today. What we got Thursday night today?
I think it's Bucks and Falcons. Is that right, Chris?
You sound like Tony. Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Say, well,
because I knew, because I knew this game
you
was...
sound just like me.
I knew this game was one I could miss and be okay with missing
it. Oh, is that what it is,
but yeah, we still have to talk about one of the saddest things I think that happened today. Robert Suarez is gone.
Oh, yes.
We'll cry for Mr. Suarez.
Reminder before we get to break, remember to listen around 4:20 today for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padre game with all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, 219. We are underway. Thursday, get together, Gwen and Chris. 97.3 The Fan. All guests on the program will join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys. They help good people regain control of their futures when they're charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. David P. Shapiro and company are good. Don't know if they can help Sharon Moore at this point, but
I think he's out of their jurisdiction.
A little out of their jurisdiction.
I think even if he was, they wouldn't be able to help
him. He's still in custody today. He's not supposed to appear in court till tomorrow.
I don't even want to. Never mind. Go ahead. Move forward.
Fine. Yeah, we've talked enough on him. Padres, you know, look, the winter meetings are over, and here we are when we can sum up everything the Padres did. Okay, I just summed up everything the Padres did. No, there you go.
I think it's important to note
what they do.
They didn't make any transactions. If that's the only thing you were looking for in the winter meetings, but what I took out of it was that AJ Preller gave us indications of things that we don't now have to make up for the next 2 months.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
is not being traded. Mason Miller is not going to be a starter. There. Now we don't have to worry about that.
All right, so we got
season.
Those two, but I still think Mason Miller could be a starter. Even though they're saying it, and I don't mind them saying it, I think they believe that's the case at this point. But I still think it's going to come down to whether they can find a starter or two.
I say put
before
David
I completely
Morgan as a
leave it out. Before I completely rule out Mason Miller.
I just think you have more with Waldron, I mean, worst case, worst case scenario. They can't find anybody.
Right, and you got Waldron and J.P. Sears right now.
You got Waldron, J.P. Sears, Vasquez, Joe, Pivetta.
There's five.
There's five. David Morgan probably is a more realistic chance to have become a starter. You can always sign on the fringes there. As opposed to moving Mason from the bullpen, and you don't know what that's going to look like. Because here's the deal. Even if Mason is gung-ho about it, he hasn't started in I don't know how long. He's going to be on an innings limitation. You would think you'd like to have some depth at the position if you're going to have guys like on a innings limit.
Right.
I'm sure Joe Musgrove is not going to just be fully
he'll
allowed
have
to go.
A limit of some sort.
So I think it. I don't think it really, at this moment, plays in the Padres' best interest to move Mason there, especially when you don't know what it's going to look like.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that if absolutely nothing happens, I still think it's on the table. But that's my own opinion. Maybe they have already 100% decided. One thing we know: Robert Suarez is not coming back. 3 years, $45 million.
Yeah.
Atlanta Braves.
He gone.
They had a closer last year.
Iglesias
who was, pretty good.
They brought him back, too.
29. saves and 34 chances. 1 year, $16 million for him.
I heard that.
Somebody, I imagine he's now getting that money to pitch the eighth inning.
I heard somebody asking how, questioning how they were going to deploy Suarez. Based off of the fact that Iglesias didn't have his best year and then they went out, signed him, and then re-signed another
one? Suarez starts as the ninth inning
guy. I would think so, too.
Did, was Iglesias' contract? I think it was 1 year.
1 year, 16.
Okay, so that tells you also, because yeah, Robert Suarez got 3 years.
Right, right.
But Iglesias is making more money.
$5 million. And then Robert Suarez makes 2 years more money.
I think Suarez will go down
but
there.
Here's the thing. The best part about, I think one of the good things about Robert is he doesn't seem to mind. Like, if you ask him to pitch the eighth, he'll have no problem doing it. Now, and then he only has to do it for a year anyway before he hops back on this, on that side of the closing situation. So
I think he's the ninth inning
guy. I do, too. I agree with you.
And his, you're right, Tony. The thing that makes Suarez, I dare I say, great, because so many fans, you know, here,
right,
you know, didn't like him. But you're going to miss him, I think, when he's gone. Dare I say great is that he doesn't seem to care.
No.
Out there, and I'm sure he did. Don't get me wrong, he does, but he's able to compartmentalize. When he walks off the field after a save, he taps his chest, he points up, and he shakes hands.
I like that in a closer.
And when he walks off after he gives up four runs, he does the same thing.
Well, I have something that changes the conversation. I was not up on my Atlanta Braves knowledge, but Iglesias will remain the Braves' closer, source says. Suarez is going to set it up, according to our guy, Ken Rosenthal.
Sources can say what they want right now. Sources.
Who said it?
Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's file that away for future knowledge.
Subject to change.
I mean, technically, he could be right.
He'll be wrong.
If Iglesias closes the opening day game.
I'll bet my bottom
dollar
how
those things
that
work?
Rosenthal is wrong.
You know how those things work, that somebody gets a call. It's like, what do you think? My guess is that he'll probably remain a starter, and then boom, that's how I roll.
This is the same situation with Fernando. I said it probably was like this. Maybe Kent Rosenthal texted someone in the Padres, hey, you think they would ever consider trading Fernando? Someone says, no, they wouldn't trade him, but never say never, and then he says there's a possibility.
Yeah, well, Ken Rosenthal's wrong, so okay. He's just trying to continue his streak, and I think he's going to go 2-for-2 here. And he'll be wrong. He's already got Fernando traded, and now he's got Suarez pitching the eighth inning. We'll see how he does on that. Anyway, if you want more Padre talk, and I'm sure you probably do, we devoted our overtime segment today to everything the Padres didn't do during the winter meetings, what it all means, where they're going to go from here.
And it got off the rails, too, for a little bit.
Yeah, well, Chris made it a very
disgusting.
We were
able to corral it back and pull it in.
Chris
there.
Made a very disgusting accusation of me. Right?
You didn't deny it.
Yes, I did.
You didn't deny it. You said you didn't know what it was.
And I looked it up, and then I denied it.
Oh, I see. All right, that's our overtime segment. You'll get a bunch of Padre talk there. Aztecs win last night. Over the Lamar Cardinals.
The one time I pick against them in terms of the spread.
Oh, you picked the spread, huh?
Yeah.
They got you.
They got me.
89-71. I watched the first half. Didn't make it stay awake for the second half. I watched when I got home, and I was a little tired from the travel. But all I saw was Lamar jacking up three-pointers. That was all they did. And I look at it here. They took 35 threes.
Yeah, they did.
And only took 23 two-point shots. And most of those were in the second half, because in the first half, they were only standing outside the arc. And, I thought the Aztecs did a pretty good job overall. It was good to see Gwath, you know, get into double figures, get six rebounds. He's starting to find his way. Miles Byrd needed a good game, and he had
one.
B.J. Davis is becoming a weapon here, Tony.
Last two games, he's been real good.
Yeah. So, overall, we're starting to see some signs. Of course, we'll find out more with Arizona
lurking
in the near future. They may not be able to beat Arizona even if they were at the tip-top of their game. That's how good Arizona is.
Yeah,
but anyway, good win for the Aztecs last night. And I did see a little of the Laker game.
That was a
I don't know
tough
how
showing.
This happened, Tony. I was on the plane.
Tough showing.
American Airlines in-flight entertainment. And it pops up on the phone there that the Laker game has they're picking it up. It's on Prime Video, but I'm watching it. So I'm like, this is really kind of nice. I didn't think I'd get to see a Laker game. At the end of the third quarter, that was it.
You're done.
They didn't give me the fourth quarter. So
I, wait, what?
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Did it just you land or something?
No, we were far from
so they put you behind a paywall in the fourth quarter?
In the fourth quarter, I could not access the game at all.
You gotta pay.
We have become ridiculous in these tier systems.
Oh, man. I mean, it's possible that I pushed the wrong button. You know me.
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
But yeah, did you sign out on accident?
No, because I
did you watch anything else after?
Yeah, no, I still had to pay, you know, the in-flight service. I watched a 30 for 30 on, I think it was the, Catholics and Convicts.
Oh, of course.
Miami, Notre Dame.
Required viewing on a plane.
It's always pretty good, but, no, so it was still there and I kept going back to where I had access to the Laker game, but it was no longer available.
Wow.
That is,
so I don't know what happened.
That is crazy.
Yeah, but that was a poor showing by my squad. They didn't play any defense.
And they said that. Yeah.
They fouled a lot, which
they don't normally do.
Yeah.
Statistically,
they don't do it a lot. But they'd also expose the perimeter defense that the Lakers are struggling with, right?
Well, yeah, you got to get Marcus Smart to try to guard everybody, and that's not going to be easy. I will say this. I do want to talk as we go along at some point about the Thunder because they are starting to do things that are getting absurd
now.
Yeah,
they are.
And so we'll have some time for that. But more Gwynn and Chris right around the corner.
Quinn and Chris on the Fan.
All right, Scraby, we've kind of stepped all over the game show.
Yes,
here.
I'm aware.
What do you want to do?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2:34 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Big Five headed your way. Big Five is on deck, and Scraby, what do you got on the
Big
Five?
Wait a second, I've been gone for a couple days. Scraby's returned to doing the Big Five.
Yes, he made another, what do you call it?
Producer's
decision. He moved it back into the 235. He thought
rotation.
It was a great, perfect day to do it, he said.
No.
Because the first 2 days of the weekend wasn't good.
What were the extenuating circumstances?
Winter meetings, two-hour show.
Oh,
Big
so the extra
removed.
30 minutes is
reserved for the Padres in the winter meetings.
So Monday, next Monday at 2:35.
It's going to be back.
Oh, it'll be back.
Yes, it's so not the, gone so from the, every Monday show.
So just
show.
The winter meetings takes precedent over.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is a new
producer
decision. Yes, it is.
That is not new.
We have never done that before. I remember there
you
was.
You guys have some of the worst memories.
No, no, no.
Anybody I know.
I remember there was a time where you used to fight Chris and I if we wanted to move the Big Five anywhere.
I have grown.
It was a big problem. Now you just move it willy-nilly.
We are already... Okay, here's how my mind works. Where the usual time for Big Five is 4:35.
Correct.
On Mondays and Thursdays, we end before 4:35. And it was, so we're and, already wait, moving quick, it regardless. Real quick,
whose wonderful idea was it to be like, you know what? We're moving it from 4:30 since we're not going to be there. We're going to move it to 2:30. Who thought of that?
I honestly don't
know. It was you.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is is that we've already moved. We already had to move it because it wasn't going to be on the show.
So now I could just bounce around whenever.
On Mondays and Thursdays. Okay. I would never put the Big Five somewhere else on a full day.
Okay.
That would be insane.
You're the producer, so, you know.
Producer discretion
yeah,
over here.
I guess so. Let's get to the Big Five after some traffic. Do we have traffic?
No, I didn't even put the things in there. Because it's a Thursday. I didn't know it was Big Five day.
Taking more time off again. Huh?
All right, here we go.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
The Big Five is brought to you by, well, not the Big Five, but this hour is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. All right, let's get into the first one, which is going to be a Padres related. Come on, I hit the button three times.
Number five.
Jeez. AJ Preller and his extension talks are still ongoing.
Does everybody
ongoing.
Out there feel better that your life isn't as problematic as his? Oh, the button won't work. Oh, no. It's one catastrophe after another.
Wait, hold up real quick, Chris. You're going to have to. You just morphed your voice into the scraby idea of your voice when you just
that is
did
okay
idea.
That is true.
You just
that
did
is
it.
True that is true.
So be careful. I just wanted to point it out.
Have you ever had a life as hard as this guy's?
Yeah, I'm on live radio, Chris. When the button doesn't fire and I'm sitting over here jumping rope trying to figure out how to get to the button, I gotta tell people what's happening.
Oh man,
we are weird today as a group.
Sorry.
AJ Preller and his extension talks are still ongoing, and with no other GM jobs open, he doesn't have anywhere to go, so he's going to stay here. However, if he isn't extended at a certain point, I'm wondering if he will really consider leaving the Padres. So, like, say, trade deadline next year, no extension. I would think maybe his mind is like, I got to go elsewhere. So, Tony, do you think a team would fire their current GM to hire AJ Preller if he became available?
Yes. I don't think they would preference it like that. Like,
no.
Hey, man, we're going to get you out of here, and we're going to bring in Preller behind you. I don't think that would happen.
No, it wouldn't be like that.
I definitely think that there would be some type of, there would be a team or two that would have no problem replacing their current general manager.
So you're saying you think that around the league, he is that well respected.
I think the work speaks for itself.
They're also like, he can make anything out of $180 million.
There's some Padre fans out there, you know, that we know that disagree with you guys.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't like Juan Soto either.
Yeah, they don't. Who? Who in this city doesn't like Juan Soto?
There's quite a bit.
Well, anyway.
It's quite a bit. It's quite a bit.
He sounds like this. Anyway,
we digress.
But yeah, your answer to this question is
yes.
Chris, do you think a team would remove their current GM to hire AJ Preller if he became available?
It's going to be hard to do, but I think if there would be, he'd have a job pretty quickly. I'll leave it at that.
And he's not taking a step back, right? There's no like going from GM to.
Listen, in the scenario in which the Padres don't bring him back and he. There may not be any job openings at that particular moment, but I tell you what, the only thing worse than being fired and being having AJ replace you is to have him be hired as like the special assistant
oh, yeah.
to any of that. Like having him lurking.
You
in
got
your
someone over your shoulder the entire time.
It would seem like that would be worse in some way, so many ways.
I was gonna say Rangers, but Chris Young's there. He's not.
He already worked
for
the Rangers anyway.
That's true. All right. Well,
hopefully we don't get to that.
Yeah. That was all hypothetical.
Number four.
After Notre Dame's controversial CFP exclusion, a spring memorandum reported by Yahoo Sports' Ross Dellinger effectively guarantees the Irish a playoff spot if they rank in the top 12 next year, top 13 if the field does expand to 14. However, Yahoo Sports' Dan Wolken reports that other athletic directors are now, quote, threatening to freeze Notre Dame out of future schedules, end quote, in response, though Wolken noted that they may not follow through since Notre Dame is a major draw for TV and attendance. So, Chris, was this the opening everyone needed to turn their back on Notre Dame? Because it seems like a lot of people are loving this.
Well, yeah, we're celebrating Notre Dame's, you know, crying Irish behavior. We're all loving this. We're loving to see them, you know, whine and complain because basically college football has, you know, existed, you know, to support Notre Dame football for 100 years. You know, their behavior's been awful. I don't think anybody thinks any differently of that unless you're a hardcore Irish fan. I would love it if a team out there, any team, would say, yeah, we're turning down our game against Notre Dame to try to send a message that we don't like the fact that they're behaving above the system or getting preferential treatment. But I don't know a single school that will pull it off. There is no way. J.D. Wicker's it's legit to me, you know, in terms of his honesty as they come. But if the Aztecs could play Notre Dame, they'd play them.
But I think that's anybody.
Notre Dame is a draw for any team. Michigan, Alabama, Notre Dame is a bigger, you know, so I don't think anyone will actually do it.
Notre Dame.
I'm still taken aback by the whole memorandum that they are changing it so that they have, isn't that wild to anybody else?
They're like, guaranteeing a playoff spot if they're in the top 12 next year.
Who agreed to that?
It's already what it is for the other conferences, SEC. But to have that piece put in there, that just feels wrong in all kinds of ways. But
I never thought I'd say this because I'm always on the side of the Aztecs having some hope. But making peace with myself to this, the extent that unless we are able to go 12-0 every season,
time,
we're never going.
Right.
Maybe we just ought to stop the charade and put the top 12 teams
in.
I'm rooting for James Madison and Tulane, too, but
I heard Klatt say that the other day.
I don't think they have much chance to win this game.
I heard Klatt say that the other day. Like, it's at some point, it's still good football without the big dogs in there.
But we're we have two games that really, unless there's something crazy happens, are not going to really be worth watching.
They are afraid of lawsuits, and that's why they're doing it. Otherwise, they would have been on went away and did their own thing.
Yeah.
So this isn't going to help that particular conversation. I hope James Madison goes out there. They prove me wrong.
I'd love it.
I hope they both do.
Right.
But I just have a feeling it's not going to work out.
It reminds me of the year Liberty got in, and there was a big deal, and then they got crushed.
Crushed. To answer this one, yes, I think this was the opening that everybody was looking for.
They're like, wow, everybody's
I think many people have had their feelings about Notre Dame for whatever reason, whether it's because they've been able to maintain this independency, kind of pick and choose. It seems like everybody is just rolling in the mud right now enjoying this.
But the bottom line, do you think if a team, if they have a chance to play Notre Dame, they would turn it down?
I don't think they would turn it down. I think they might. I don't even know if they would even pretend to turn it down. I think it would. They would be scared they'd lose out on the opportunity.
Yeah.
All right.
Money talks.
It does.
Number three.
Can you guys believe that the replay system in the NFL has been around for 26 years at this point?
They still haven't. Okay. Got to sort it out.
Well, here we go. The scope of reviewable plays over the years has steadily expanded, but now they're going to try and expand it to more. So here are some of the things they're considering adding to the replays, as reported by Rob Maddie of the Associated Press. Crackback blocks, low blocks slash clipping, blindside blocks, intentional grounding, and it's not between the tackles, it's if there was a receiver in the area, and then illegal formation on kickoffs, determined feet on the ground when the ball is touched. So, because I've been hearing about the kickoff this year with the dynamic kickoff, guys are moving too early, so they're trying to do something about that. But, Tony, are these needed, or which ones are needed?
Intentional grounding is definitely needed. I think they have a hard time with
that. But it's only one aspect of it. From what I'm reading, it's only to determine where a receiver is on the field, not if they're in the tackle box.
I don't know that they need to have. The tackle box one is pretty easy to determine. It's the receiver in the area down the field that I think is a harder one for them to get. The blocking ones, I mean, yeah, sure, you could probably do that one every
That's just
every
to clean
play,
up the
you
game.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
if you're going to review every block, right, we're never going to get a play even, a clean play.
I'm not so sure about the blocking, because it happens every down.
Yeah.
But certainly the intentional grounding one I could see. I've seen them miss that one a few times. I think that's the one that they probably could use.
Chris, what about you?
I've finally gone over to the dark side. Just review everything. Why even have anything you can't review? You have the technology to review it now. But you have to limit it in some way. There's just, we can't have a four-hour game because every play is reviewed.
Yeah.
So, and that's what basketball better be careful of. Some of these fourth quarters in NBA games are getting absurd now because every play, coach has a challenge.
The last minute of an NBA game. Right.
It's always been that, by the way.
But it's
now you add the challenge element.
Yeah, it's getting lengthy. And coaches are challenging stuff just because maybe the ball did trickle off the guy's arm. They don't even know. So I don't like the delays, but it's time, and we have the ability to do it. Baseball too, right?
What are you going to add to baseball?
Whatever you can challenge, whatever's a decision made by the umpire should be able to challenge.
Can you think of anything right now that you can't challenge?
There's several things, and I can't think of them. I know Jesse can't because he loves this stuff, but there's stuff that you can't challenge.
You can't challenge. Like, why? You can't challenge the ball down the line if it hit in front of the bag.
Okay,
you can challenge it when it's beyond the bag, but you can't challenge it in front.
Yeah, we have the ability to look at all of that now. Anyway.
It says you can't challenge fan interference, but there was a pretty famous Xander Bogaerts home run that was taken off the board because of fan interference.
So I don't think that was challenged, though.
The official challenge?
Officials can do that type of challenge.
But a coach can, or a manager cannot.
I don't think you can be like, hey, we want to challenge the fan interference.
Okay.
Has anybody noticed in the NFL, there's a lot of times now where there's a play that is called one way, we see the replay right away, and then they go back to the ref and they change the call before they ever even look at replay. That's because they have a guy up there now that can wire down and say, hey, he was out of bounds.
100%.
It's moved the game along really well.
Yeah.
So I believe
replay assist is what they call it.
Yes. So keep using that.
Yeah, Tony, they go and they go to their Morse code machine and go...
the first thing they look at is, are the Chiefs playing?
Oh, yeah, no, the Chiefs are...
Not this year.
You know what? I'm enjoying sad Travis Kelce talking about how hard this year has been.
You would enjoy that.
I like Travis Kelce, but the Chiefs have been just so good for so long.
And you just can't. You're so weak. I've had enough of them being good.
Yes, he has.
I definitely have.
Number two.
Yes, he has.
You know who is unhappy that Philip Rivers, the grandpa, got a call before he did?
Cam
Newton.
Yeah.
He's not happy. Here he is podcast talking. Go ahead.
Real quick, you can... Indeed, challenge spectator interference.
That's what I was thinking.
Especially on a
that.
Potential home run or boundary play. But it is often handled by a crew chief review initiated by umpires. Not always by a manager's challenge.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So this website, I'm going to
get rid of that website. Because I was like, maybe I think you can.
That's what I thought. I was like, it happened last year. How does this... Anyway, Cam Newton, back to him. He was upset about this, and he went to his podcast, and kind of here's what he said in a nutshell.
Indy if they call.
Hell yeah. It's almost like a slap in my face, bro.
All the things that you do in the media, do you come off like you're available?
He looks at the camera like, what?
Well, state the case then, brother.
Did Phillip Rivers send any type of signs that he was available? Why are you asking me to do something that everybody else didn't
okay,
do?
Okay, all right. This is more of a skit than it is. Yeah,
he wasn't really bad. I watched it.
But I can understand why he's a little frustrated with this. He's closer to his playing career than Phillip Rivers is. Phillip Rivers did not signal that he wanted to play football again. I also heard an interesting thing. If he does take a snap in a game this year, his Hall of Fame starts over. So you have to wait an extra 5 years. Mm. Anyway, Bobby blah, blah, blah. Chris.
Yeah.
Does Cam Newton have a right to be upset?
I guess. To me, he has a right to be upset, and it's fun for him to be upset because he knows they're not going to change their mind and bring him in.
Right.
So it's easy for him to sit there. I'm looking at, you know, just for fun, Phillip Rivers last season in 2020, he went 11-5 for the Colts. All right? Cam Newton's last season, 2021, with the Panthers, he was 0-5. I know it's a one-year difference. Phillip Rivers was still playing at a really high level when he checked out. I mean, he had a really good year for, what was he, 39? I'm kind of rooting for Phillip. I don't know if you guys ever really got a chance to talk to him a lot when he was here. He really is one of the great guys. I've always been a big Phillip Rivers fan. I love the way he competes on the field. I love the way he says, damn gummit. And and I hope I hope he goes out there and, you know, performs well. I don't think it's gonna, you know, I don't want to. He's playing Seattle, which is a tough
first game back.
Yeah, right. But well, we'll see.
Tony, does he have a right to be upset, Cam Newton?
Yeah, sure. I think he has a right to be upset. But as Chris kind of, I think, perfectly pointed out, he could do this. This is where his lane is right now. And so it makes sense for him to have this conversation. And, you know, quite frankly, yeah, I could see him feeling some type of way. Phillip has not been involved other than coaching high school. And, based on shape. Cam looked like he's still in pretty good shape versus what I saw from Phillip yesterday. But I too am rooting for Phillip Rivers, man. I was extremely happy when I saw this because I get to see this slinging arm
he's
kind
got
of
the
action
great motion,
again.
Doesn't he? Yeah.
But I am afraid though that it could turn out disastrous in
it
this
could be,
game.
So is his wife.
I'm sure.
Yeah, his
I'm
wife.
Sure.
He said that his wife is not so sure about this.
Yeah, I hope it works out. I hope he does. I hope he comes back and balls. I hope he wins his first Super Bowl this way. Honestly,
wouldn't that be something?
That would be a great story. But I'm afraid that it could go
sideways.
Really? Sideways.
Cattywampus.
Cattywampus is what I wanted to say.
Yeah. The Colts keep saying that they haven't decided who's playing.
It's him.
But they don't even have another option, really.
I know the guy who replaced...
Leonard?
Yeah, I know Leonard.
He was a participant in practice.
He was starting to recover from his knee.
He didn't look too bad, too.
So.
Phillip Rivers will look better than him.
I don't know.
Really think he will.
I want to believe that, but I am not.
You know what Kyle Shanahan said about... Because they had considered bringing in Phillip Rivers if Brock Purdy was out for the year or all this other stuff. Or I don't know how much they considered it. But he said, basically, the arm never really goes... It's like the decision making and it's getting away from people. But as Phillip Rivers said, I never ran away from anyone anyway. So
not too often.
We do have a number one.
Let's carry it over.
It's a situation I found myself in earlier
today. Oh, you know, I love these.
Yes.
So
it's always at 7-Eleven.
Back at your favorite spot.
Yes. So we'll do that and then we'll do the Daily Gambit when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.